Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go on this Friday edition of Rain, baby. It's all about making it rain. That's what we do here. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez on the grid. It is sportsgrid.com. Thank you very much for stopping by. As we have the final big weekend in football universe anyway, you got games tomorrow, Sunday, Monday. So we got our final three-day weekend of football is upon us. It will be epic. Final eight in the NFL, and of course the final two in college football will do battle in just about 72 hours from now. So a lot to be excited about, a lot to dissect here, breaking down these games and the numbers and what the market's doing and all of that good stuff. We got some injury updates for you as well, as far as some of these teams getting ready to play tomorrow and even on Sunday at this point. And we've got some, we still got some new coaches that are trying to get themselves acclimated. We do have a interview today, one final interview that's going to take place in Cleveland with a Josh McDaniels to see exactly what direction they're going to go in. Like we told you earlier this week, they swear they are announcing a coach tomorrow, by tomorrow. So it could very well be here today. Who knows? We do also have some firings around the NFL still. Some coaching staffs that that are going to get are going to look a little bit different next year. Some rearranging. But man, that all eyes yesterday in New York were trying to figure out the very first look at Joe Judge yesterday, and New York media, of course, surrounding couldn't wait to dig their teeth into. With Joe Judge, who is he? What is he? 38 years old. Who is this guy? And I know a lot of Giant fans, I'm not sure they knew what to expect. But after the press conference, I think you, and maybe this is the best part about it, is that if you are still questioning who this dude is, I don't know.
There's a question out there I'm sure a lot of people are asking. That's number one, who am I? Well, maybe I can explain that a little bit better, but instead of saying, who am I? By telling you what's relevant in this conversation with being a coach of the New York Giants, what I'm about. And what I'm about is an old school physical mentality, okay? We're going to put a product on the field that the people of this city and region will be proud of, because this team will represent this area. We'll play fast. We'll play downhill. We'll play aggressive. We'll punch you in the nose for 60 minutes. We'll play every play like it has a history and a life of its own with a relentless competitive attitude. We'll play fundamentally sound. We will not beat ourselves. That is our mission right here, okay? I'm about caring for the players in the locker room. Let's not forget there's a human element to this game. Let's not think that in professional sports that paying a paycheck to somebody makes it absent of empathy. We need to make sure that we take care of the players in our locker room, that we treat them the right way, that we teach them the correct techniques, and that we put them in the right situation to be successful. We're going to ask these men to come in and give everything they have every day. We're going to demand it. And we appreciate everything they give us. It's our responsibility to take care of them on a daily basis and make sure when they are done with our game, they are better furthered for the rest of their career as a father, a husband, and a professional, whatever avenue they take.
Sold. Dane Martinez, sold in just a minute and 15 seconds. The man told you everything, and I love that. I love the elevator speech. The man in a minute 15 seconds told you more about who he is and what he is than Pat Shurmur, Ben McAdoo, and anybody else in a long history of crap coaches in New York ever told you. Brilliant stuff, and whether he can pull it off is another conversation. But what we heard yesterday, first impressions, Dane, were you impressed?
Good morning, Joe. Sure. You know, yes. And we talked about this with Matt Rhule yesterday also, right? How they're saying the right words, they set the right tone, you know, kind of made the good first impression, right? So, yes. But I think what you said at the end there is really what matters, right? Like, will it be able to translate and will he get the job done? Will he actually move the needle and enforce this culture and make progress? I don't know yet. He might. But he might not. All I'll say is he didn't lose it. He didn't lose the press conference like Adam Gase did a year ago at this point in time, right? So, yes, I buy what he's selling. He does. He speaks with that gravitas, with that presence. He's very clear in what it is that he wants to do, how he wants to approach it, what he values, right? And so I'm all about it, okay? My only thing is, Joe, this is a kind of thing like, you can't really win a game in the first quarter, but you can lose it kind of thing. He did not lose it, okay? He did not lose it at all. Let's see what happens. But yes, I mean, it seems like he's got values. It seems like he's going to bring something, and they will have an identity. So, sure, I buy it.
Yeah. Well, the problem is that if, you know, if this was Oklahoma or Arizona, that's great. Nobody cares, but You're in the Lions den now, my friend. The New York media is not any place else. So there's ratcheted up 100 times more important to come off impressive, especially because this media will, you know, do you look at Manish Mehta and Adam Gase, guys? You want to talk about misery to start your career off? This is step one. Pass the media test, pass the eye test initial, because you only get one shot at a first impression. And while Matt Rhule was very impressive in his, he had a very, very calm demeanor, very, you know, very kickback, relaxed, confident demeanor, very sermon-like, which was nice. This guy is perfect for New York. Absolutely perfect for New York. He comes across as a blue collar, no nonsense. We know a million guys like this, so relatability from the fan standpoint, absolute. If you guys don't go, if you were pissed off 48 hours ago, if you didn't watch that and go, all right, let's get this guy a shot here, let's get this guy.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know what to tell you, man. Like, I don't know what to tell you. He couldn't have done anything more than what he did yesterday to show New Yorkers and Giant fans, all right, let's see what this guy's got.
That's what I'm saying. He didn't like throw up all over himself, right? He did establish a tone. And I think especially for a guy who's what, 38 years old?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
The question is going to be, can he come in there and, you know, command the room? We talk about leader of men. It looks like he's got that in his DNA.
Yep. He commanded it all right. He took over that room. So good, and he didn't do it like anybody else. So good for him. A more updated, younger version of maybe a cross between Saban and Belichick. So time will tell.
I think he's
going to get a shot at least early on. The bitching and moaning can stop, I think, about the hire at this point on. We'll see what happens.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. all major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much in the month of December. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Yeah. Well, GTs are naturally occurring because it's raw and fully fermented for 30 days.
No kidding. Just talking about it makes me want to grab a trilogy flavor right now.
When you drink a kombucha, it means you love your guts. Because a healthy gut can help with less bloating, digestion support, boosted immunity, better mood, improved skin, and just your overall health. I've been drinking GT's Gingerberry since the new year to introduce more good bacteria to my system. GT himself told me that kombucha is its most potent and beneficial on an empty stomach.
Man, do I love GTs. I usually drink it in the afternoon to give me a little pick-me-up and treat myself.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Yeah, I can tell you this. As a Jet fan, I'm watching that press conference going yesterday and saying, damn. Right. You know, I would have loved to have, you know, I would have loved to have seen that kind of attitude coming through, where not only, instead of alienating the press right away, giving them every reason to cause distractions left and right, commanding the room, which is basically what Joe Judge is yesterday. He shut that room down. New York media was looking for a reason for you to wake up this morning, go to your phone, and the headline is, this guy's a, might as well be Aaron Judge. I mean, that is who the media is in New York. And this guy did exactly what I wish Adam Gase or anybody else would have done. Come in there and shut the room down. Like, Manish Mehta doesn't get a say in that room with this guy from here on in. The media will not dictate, like Belichick, like Saban. You can't really teach that, guys. Like, he established more than anything else yesterday, the New York media. This ain't your room. This is my room. This is our house. And, you'll play by my rules, so to speak. And they gave him, even one guy tried to keep, it was funny, a guy from the USA Today kept trying to press him on a Daniel Jones thing. Uh-huh. And he looked at it at one point. He's like, are you kidding? Like, what part? What part of this did you not understand that I already hit set up like, oh, this guy's going to be perfect. He's going to be perfect for New York.
Yeah, listen, when you talk about Saban and Belichick, one of the things we know is that there is one voice in that locker room
straight.
With that
yep.
team, right? Yep. There is one voice. And mm-hmm. it sounded like what we just heard out of Joe Judge, that he took mm-hmm. that from his training from Saban and Belichick. Yep. I mean, this New York media, you're talking about it, Joe. You're absolutely right, right? This is not, you know, Carolina or any other no. smaller market. They yep. they saw fresh meat, right? And
oh, yes.
very quickly, Joe Judge was like, nah, I ain't the yeah. one. And contrast that, Joe, honestly,
exactly.
bring up Gaze.
Yep. Yep.
Last year at this point in time, the internet was flooded with memes about where his eyes were going and if he was high.
Yep.
And
yep.
with Joe Judge, yep. we're like, oh, all right, let's get
yeah.
in line.
Let's
you know,
go. Quest number one. Earn the respect of the media and get them off your back. And don't give the New York media a chance to make you the story and detract from everything else. Football yesterday was the
right.
story in that. New York Giants football. Wow.
That's
how
right.
great would that be? Not, you know what
and
I mean?
Now,
how
means he's going to be awesome, though. But.
Right. But that's, but. Yeah, that time will tell. That's got to, right. you can't determine that. But I can say
I'm
that the traits.
Go on ride with him.
Right, right. The traits needed to be successful for that giant, a blue blood organization in the New York market. You just saw, you know, think about McAdoo. Think about Sherman. Think about the guys that probably got run over on a consistent basis by everybody in the if the media is running you over, what the hell you think is going on in that locker room, Dane, right? I mean, let's be reasonable here. Is it Eli? Is it not Eli? Is it this? Is it that? Should Saquon, should I handle? Oh, hell no, that ain't happening anymore. And guys should be ecstatic about that, that you know what? It's strictly from that guy's point of view, it's going to be about football number one. It's going to be about football number two. It's going to be football about number three. His whole conversation about our winning, the culture in this building is going to be about winning. It's going to be about team first. So yeah, you might be pissed, you might have broke up with your girlfriend, you might, none of that matters when you walk into the building. So he will be extremely successful if he can get the stars, the young stars, to buy. If Saquon and Daniel Jones and whoever else, Ingram, you know, yep. if those guys buy into it, right, and they set the example, I think he's going to be very successful. If they don't, then it's, you know, he'll be gone before it even gets going.
Yeah, fair enough. Here's what, and I'm going to take it one step further here. Earlier in the week, Joe, we were looking at the draft. We were looking at the mm-hmm. NFL draft, right?
Right.
I could be completely wrong. This is a knee-jerk reaction. There's a lot of room until the draft. I'm going to tell you right now, this guy, I think they drafted an offensive lineman at 4. Joe.
Hello? Thank you.
You know,
yep.
I don't know. We were talking about how they might be the trade
yep.
option and all that.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. That number one offensive lineman from Georgia, I think his name is Jordan Thomas,
yep.
right? Because what he also said was, we're going to be physical. We're going to punch you in the mouth. This is
Damn
music
straight.
To Saquon Barkley's ears, bro.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
And I think to reinforce that culture at number 4, they might go get the best offensive lineman on the board and be like, this
yep.
is part of our identity. They love now Will Hernandez, the guard, right?
Yep.
I think they go O-line to even add to this team's identity under Judge, and because yep. they're going to want to run Saquon.
Yeah, and guys, as a Giant fan, if that is not music to your ears to understand that finally everything that you guys have been bitching and moaning about, why are they not running Barkley? What is the problem? What are you doing with this offensive right. line? Why are we drafting all these exactly the point, Dane. What you said is that this guy is going to approach this from, he's going to build it from the inside out, man. That's what he's going to do. He's going to evaluate. He's not handing anybody anything. And quite honestly, listen, Odell would have never lasted 30 seconds in a room with
no.
this guy.
Oh,
Evan.
No.
Hell no. And until, you know what, Dane? No, and here's what I dare say this, much like Antonio Brown and others, the Patriots built that reputation of they have failed in other play. You know, you had success,
yep.
then you failed. And then all of a sudden, once you ate some humble pie, you were able to thrive in New England because everybody understood. You want to come to New England, guess what? Everything stays outside. Nobody gives a crap. It ain't about you, but you're going to win. And that was the trade-off. You know what I mean? And I think Odell finally got a taste of the other side going,
Grass-coated
yeah,
trainer.
this this sucks, man. This sucks. So good for him and good for the young guys because they got a lot of young talent on that team. And to your point, Dane, you've got a new quarterback and you've got the best running back in the game. Wouldn't it make sense to go out to get the best damn lineman you can?
Yes. Absolutely. Right? I'm telling you, I really do. I believe
don't
this
get
is
cute.
A ripple effect. Yep. I think they're going O-line at four. And for you fantasy cats that are still out here, Saquon Barkley back into the top three. A lot of people think he was disappointing this year. And, you know, the ankle sprain was a thing, Joe.
Yep.
He was, just so you know, Joe, he finished as RB 12, okay?
Oh,
the 12th highest scoring running back in fantasy this year, which is technically still like
And he missed RB4. Four games, didn't he? Or five games?
Right, exactly. But I'm saying, you know, recency bias, Joe.
Yep.
People are talking about drafting guys like Dalvin Cook or Nick Chubb, you know, and I like those guys. Don't get me wrong. I'm fine if they're my number one running back on a fantasy team. But Saquon, well, I don't even know if it's fair to call it a bounce back, you know, but yeah, I'll be on Saquon.
Yes, because exactly. You went and drafted him, right? When you could have had So you made the decision as an organization to be very running back, to have a stud running back in a centric. So now if you don't build around that, I would have never, what you just said, if Sherman was still this coach, I'm not sure we'd be having this conversation. We'd probably be talking about wide receiver. We'd be talking about, you know, how do we get some other pieces? Well, no, the first piece you need, the guy hiking the ball to the damn future of the organization, the quarterback, go get him. Go get that guy. And show me, Dave Gettleman, that you understand what's going on. I understand why the Maras were so blown away by this guy because they haven't heard. I mean, that's Bill Parcells in that room, right? You know what I mean? I mean, the Maras had to look at him and go, holy crap. It's like talking to a young Bill. Right, it's like talking to a young Bill Parcells. Am I right? That kind of energy. The Maras must have been like, "Holy crap, we haven't seen that old school toughness." Yeah, I think that's why it was an easy decision for them.
I think that makes sense. You like you said, the Maras are one of these blue blood families, like the Rooneys. You know, and that and look at it. I said it before. Tomlin is similar, right?
Yes.
No nonsense at the podium. The standard is the standard. This is who we are. This is what we got to do. No excuses, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of thing.
Yep.
That kind of persona appeals to these old school family run long time organizations.
Damn straight. Yep. Damn straight. There's a reason why. So,
out of play.
Yep. And you know what? Get back to what you, that's who you are, right. Giants. That's who you are.
Right.
That's right. Get back to it. So, good job there. Injury report. We'll get you caught up here. The latest coming up next for tomorrow.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I want to invite you to tell us, find us, subscribe to us. Little bell in the upper right-hand corner on YouTube would be a great start to making a profitable 2020. Head over to the Sports Grid Network channel. Never miss a show. Get all the fantasy and sports investing advice you need all the time simply by subscribing to us on YouTube, guys. Check it out, Sports Grid Network. And as long as you're going to be on social media today, hop over to Instagram. Make sure you tell us. At Sports Grid TV, all great highlights, information, picks available there. Good stuff on Instagram at Sports Grid TV. And if you are looking on your 2020 to-do list this year, if it's become a fantasy millionaire, well, it's a good start here, guys. It's pretty simple, especially in the NBA. You can dunk on your NBA DFS competition this year utilizing DailyRoto.com. But we want you to dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings and compete with the pros with the DailyRoto.com optimizer. It does have the most accurate projections available in NBA DFS. Plus, you get lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much, much more. Now, save 10% on this NBA DFS advice with the promo code DUNK. That's DailyRoto.com/dunk. DailyRoto.com/dunk. And keep in mind that DailyRoto.com is where millionaires are made. And big night in the NBA last night. Small slate, four games. Big East matchup there was Boston coming in, losing two games in a row, getting boat raced by San Antonio the night prior, kind of a back-to-back situation. No Joel Embiid. We learned now that Embiid's going to be sidelined for a couple of weeks. Got to have some surgery on that thumb of his that he had or finger that he dislocated. Got some tendon issues. So could they win without Embiid? That's the big question. And a pissed off Boston Celtics team coming into the Garden there, coming into the Spectrum, rather. We know Philadelphia has been lights out. Basically, when it was all said and done, Boston is now riding a three-game losing streak, loses another game to an Embiid-less Sixers, and I got to tell you, there is a little head-scratching going on in Boston right now, as well there should be, because if you can't handle Philadelphia without Embiid, that's the third time you've lost to them this year, and if you can't beat them in Philadelphia, going to be real hard come playoff time, Dame, to beat a team 4 out of 7 games without their best player when you had everything. Like, that was a important game for Boston last night to end the bleeding, coming off the opportunity to be pissed, and they were pissed off, but matchup nightmare. Even without Embiid, they could not shoot their way out, and that damn length and defense – even without Embiid on that, with Horford and Harris and company, Richard. Damn, dude. Philadelphia at home is I've seen one team that Philadelphia should be scared of. And it's not Giannis, because we've already seen them handle him. It's the Miami Heat.
They seem
to be the only team to stick it to the. It's a matchup nightmare in Miami. But Boston, I don't see how do you beat this Philadelphia team? I don't think you have the horses to do it.
Well, good thing there's still a trading deadline, Joe.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, so two things, and that's the way I'm going with it. First of all, I submit to you again the name Al Horford, right? Mm-hmm. Now, Al Horford was in the other uniform previously, right?
Correct.
And I think this demonstrates that value. I said it when Philly went and got him, that this was to have more trees for Giannis to try to have to get through in the front court, right? I agree with you. This is an issue for Boston. However, mm-hmm. Joe, and you know, as soon as the Super Bowl and NFL playoffs are not kind of the headline anymore, it's going to be right around the NBA trading deadline. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I know one thing. I know Boston has a ton of young talent. I know Danny Ainge ain't worried about pulling the trigger. And I've heard the names of some big men out there who could help solve that exact need you describe that I agree with. The name Andre Drummond comes to mind. The name Carl Anthony Towns comes to mind. And so I think you're right. And this is, I don't want to say fully exposed, because Boston is still a top 3-4 team in the East, in my opinion. Right. But it is clear that this is a need for them, Joe. So my question is for you, if you're Danny Ainge in Boston, what do you sacrifice? Like, would you give up a Jaylen Brown to address this need, Joe?
Yeah, it's they're going to have
Smart?
To do something.
Yep, like,
they're going to have to do something.
You know what I mean? It ain't going to be Tatum. I'll tell you that. Right. But like. It is clear, and they have a lot of young wing players, Joe, and they're valid. They, you know, they are assets. So I'm just saying, I agree with you, Joe. I think Boston will make a move. It will be for a big man. But the question is, which one of their young assets, pieces, talents is going to be involved? I think Drummond, who we've heard about a ton, he may be a fit here.
I mean, listen, I love Enes Kanter, but if you're going to go into the final shit, you're going to go into the second half stretch here and think Enes Kanter is somehow going to be your answer on the boards. And it's just a matchup nightmare. There are teams they'd have no problem going up against, but this Philadelphia team, you had them on the ropes. First of all, Philadelphia's not been playing well, guys, over the last 2 weeks. They are terrible. They've only won one game over their last six. So they had Philadelphia. And now you lose Embiid. You know, you've lost two, and now you're coming off a beatdown. You're pissed off, guy. I mean, Kemba was thrown out in the third quarter, so there was really – he was rested. There was no excuse with the whole back-to-back. You had the game, and then, again, that length, athleticism, and three-point shooting just absolutely killed him in the fourth. Without Embiid, Boston is one of those teams that you are going to need to keep an eye on at the trade deadline. Absolutely. And congratulations –
I know the Pistons game went to overtime, but Drummond, 28 points, 23 boards yesterday. You don't think that's the kind of presence Boston needs?
He's a beast. But what are you going to be willing to give up in order to be able to get it? And if you're Detroit, what are you going to, you know, what do you want in return? So the unfortunate situation is that as that deadline approaches, the more desperate it appears that you are, the worse the deal is going to. And right now, guys, Boston, we see you. No cloak and dagger. Like, we see you. We see who you are. And it wasn't all Kyrie's fault. Just want to throw that out there. It wasn't all Kyrie's fault. So,
I mean, we are talking about a team that is still 25-11. You know what I mean? Like,
yes.
So,
listen, in this NBA, guys, don't confuse it. All right. Congratulations. You're 25-11. You can beat the Wizards. Doesn't matter. The question is, who are you going to beat in crunch time? And we've already seen the matchup. Like, we already know now, game number three against this, the elite teams in the East. I'll tell you what, Toronto's going to be a matchup nightmare for them again. Once they get Gasol back and they've got Siakam and Ibaka. You know, and I'm shocked Danny Ainge didn't do more in the offseason other than, all right, so we're not signing Kyrie. We'll bring in Enes Kanter. You couldn't throw enough money at Horford to make him stay. Like, I just, I think it's,
Hassan Whiteside?
It's like,
you need a big man in these, because we say it all the time, Joe. When it gets to the playoffs,
yes,
the style of play just gets even more slow, more defensive-minded, bang them out, especially in the East, right?
Yep.
I'm interested to see, though, what's the cost. I think it's either Marcus Smart or Jaylen Brown, at least.
Yeah. How much are you willing to give up, Danny Ainge? And how – because I know Danny Ainge knows it. We know it. Everybody else seems to know it. This ain't about beating LeBron and you ain't even going to get there if you can't make it out of the East. And the way all of those teams are stacked – it's just a matchup. You can't do it without being able to, or you're just going to have to shoot the best that you've shot in your entire life every game. And we know the chances of that are going to be slim to none as we get ready to approach the All-Star break here and make that final push to the end of the season and the playoffs. But it's going to be a fun run, guys. It certainly is. And congratulations, Russell Westbrook. Oklahoma City fans, very classy. Had their first opportunity to kind of put a montage, say thank you for his time there. No hard feelings. That was very obvious that, you know, Durant, they booed off the court. They love Russell Westbrook. Spent 11 years there, gave everything to that team in that city. No reason to have hard feelings. It was just time to move on. And they really showed up last night, kind of really cool, nice stuff. But Chris Paul and company decided this is nice, but let's end Houston, who, again, you know, Harden throws up 40 shots, so doesn't make but five of them. And, of course, Westbrook throws up 80 shots. Nobody on the bench can score, and voila, Houston loses on a back-to-back. What a shock there. They continue to be a, shall we say, you want to talk about trading deadline? I don't know how much room they have, but if you don't get some depth on that damn team, if you don't get some guys that can actually help that team, that second unit, you're talking about Westbrook and Harden playing 40 minutes a night there, Dane, basically for the final 2.5 months of the season. That's what it's going to take for them to even have a shot to win in the West.
Yeah. So who is their number three?
Yeah.
You know, that's what it comes down to. If you think they need even more, might a guy like Kevin Love fit that bill?
Yeah. There you
go. You know,
but
to be honest, Joe, you know, you're talking about Houston. I'm intrigued by Oklahoma City because we all thought in the offseason, you know, Paul George, Russ, they're breaking it down, right? They accumulated a ton of draft picks. And listen, this kid, the Gilgeous Alexander, also, you know, I mean, like, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Joe, but OKC is something like 6 or 7 in the West right now.
Yep. Nope. They are.
Direction,
absolutely.
What direction do they go?
Yep.
Right. Like, I don't think they're winning the West. OK.
No.
So it probably, like, remember we were talking about the Giants and Madison Bumgarner.
Right. Yeah.
But like, for example, Joe, a guy like Danilo Gallinari.
Mm-hmm.
OK. If a contending team, like, let's say LeBron James wanted a guy like Danilo Gallinari. Right. What, like, does Oklahoma City do it?
Right.
And continue to restock, or they're like, no, we're working with something here. Let's play for it. I think they're a very interesting team. Which way do they go?
Yeah, they got a lot of youth there. They got the old man
Chris Paul, I
still think he's on his way out. I do think they're going to make somebody's going to make a move for Chris Paul. Yeah, I do. I think something's going to happen.
Solidari can get a lot back, though.
Yeah, well, Paul, you'll be able to as well. Somebody's going to need him.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering 5 of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
So we'll dive into some of these numbers here. Really get into tomorrow's matchups Sunday, and then of course Monday national championship game. And this is the last big weekend in the NFL and college, of course, where we'll have football back to back to back. And then of course once that it all settles down, there'll be a lot of opportunity to get caught back up here with college hoops and the NBA, who is getting ready for an all-star break and then a final push, trading deadline too coming up here in about the next month. And there are some teams, quite obviously, that have some holes to fill, contending teams. I thought it was fascinating as well, Dane, that Simmons's name, it continues to be leaked as a possible trade piece. And I get it.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't, but I get it. It makes sense. You're talking about a guy this year, guys, that has taken in total 17 shots outside the key all year. He's only made six of them. He is not a guy. Think he is a lot closer to Draymond Green than he is anything else, guys. He's a guy that got to play in the paint. That's where he is. He is a guy. He's this forward that really can't shoot. You don't want him shooting from the outside. He doesn't create enough spacing on the floor. And when they don't have Embiid, which guys have to respect in teams, which is what, you know, opens up some lane.
Right.
He's not the guy to do that because, again, nobody's worried about him stopping and dropping. Like, it's just not – you're not doing it. So I get it. They need shooters around Embiid. He is not a shooter. You know what I mean? You've got Horford. You've got you've got
Tobias.
Other pieces there. Yeah. The problem is you let J.J. Redick go. And you got nobody from the outside, zero from the outside. So to me, while yes, you're 24 and what, 13, 14, something along those
25
lines.
25 and 14.
25 and 14. The problem with you is that when it comes down to, again, you know, when we get a month and a half, 2 months down the road here, guys, who are you giving a ball to when you're down 8 points, you know, in the final 4 minutes? Like, how you ain't going to win the battle in the paint. And you ain't letting them beat, and Simmons ain't catching you up. Like, it's just, you need shooters. They don't have any. They had a great one who's in New Orleans right now with Redick, but again, they didn't want to. They wanted Tobias Harris. They gave him the money, and I find it interesting, and I get it, but keep an eye on guys like Andre Iguodala. That is also a name being tossed around. Malik Beasley, Glenn Robinson. There continues to be this conversation about him being traded for D'Angelo Russell for the Golden State Warriors. Problem is D'Angelo Russell makes $26 million and his contract extension doesn't start till next year. So the money won't match. But then again, now you got two Draymond Greens. You got, two guys that are, you know, can hang out at the top and facilitate and play in the paint. But that's so it amazes me, Dane, even the things that we talked about at the end of last season with Simmons, he's approved none of them. Like, there is, we said, this guy's got to get a shooter. This guy's got to be a better shooter. This guy's got to work on it. And 17 total shots all year long, Dane. Well, and he's only made six of the 17. He's either intimidated to shoot it, doesn't. They're not going to be able to out-athletic the teams like Miami and others, Toronto. They'll run you right over if you can't shoot.
Yeah, so, Joe, to answer your first question, where do you go without Embiid? I don't know if you agree, but if I need to get a bucket late and I'm the Philadelphia 76ers and Embiid is not there, I go to Al Horford.
If you go,
I go to Al Horford in the paint because at least I know he's crafty. You know, he'll get a shot up. He'll give me a decent percentage option, and I think that's the best. Unless you have like Tobias Harris with an outside shot. So that's to answer your first question. Where do you go? I think the answer is Al Horford. But I digress. Let me ask you something though, Joe. Simmons is what? It's year three for Simmons?
Three. Yes.
Okay. Blake Griffin in year three had no kind of outside shot. It was developed later on, right? Mm-hmm. You mentioned Draymond Green. He didn't have no outside shot in year two or three of his career. Mm-hmm. So my thing is, like, we have seen before that these kind of athletic force of nature, LeBron James even, right? Mm-hmm. They realize what exactly what you're talking about, and then they evolve and they develop the outside shot. Do you think that potential is still there for Ben Simmons?
And when you're that kind of, yes, you know, is the focus there? It continues to be a question with him while he hangs out with the Kardashians and everything else. You know, there's never a question of, if you ask me, like, hey, all right, would the Greek Freak, what is he going to be in 5 years? Like, I'll tell you what Greek Freak is going to be, because I know
develop,
this guy.
Yes.
He will develop quicker than anybody, but Simmons.
You don't trust Ben Simmons to put up 10,000 shots in the offseason, is what you're saying?
I do not, guys. I do not know that we're going to get the same progression. Okay. No chip on the shoulder, not like Draymond coming out of Michigan State. And that's okay. I'm not saying he won't. But right now, Philadelphia's window of opportunity, you're about to give this guy $170 million, $160 million, who can't shoot but 17 shots from the outside. Like, that's not – I'd take D'Angelo Russell in a heartbeat over him. In a heartbeat, I would. So,
Listen, Joe still
has plenty of value in the NBA. The problem is he the best fit for Philadelphia now? I don't think so. And you better be able to get – now's the time to be able to get something for him in return, and shooting is definitely what they need.
Yeah, and listen, Joe, Philly has a ton of young talent.
Yeah, they
do. So they could make this kind of move, right? Yep. They could make the move to acquire what it is they need. Joe, I'm going to go back to it. Danilo Gallinari, Joe. Yep. I'm telling you, Joe. Yep. Oklahoma City is a team that, listen, they're going to get more draft picks. They know where they are in their cycle, right? I'm telling you, Gallinari shoots the lights out wherever he goes. I think he's going to be on the move, and this would be an interesting destination for a guy like Gallinari, right?
Yep. Yep. It's going to be very, a very interesting kind of next 30 days here with some of these contenders, because as currently constructed.
I hear that.
It's tough, man. It is tough. And, you know, that's even – and don't sleep on Pat, good old Riley, good old the Godfather over there. Yeah. I can assure you is working the back channels. Nobody's done a better job of pulling something late going, holy crap, where did that come from, than Pat Riley. Yeah. And that's a pretty good – that's a well-constructed team. But, you know, they do it in – oh, my God. You know what it is with two? The way that Miami does it is – they actually, and it's shocking, Dane, they develop players in the G League. Like, they get guys and they actually coach them and they develop them. Like, how many of you even knew who the hell Kendrick? Name two guys on the starting rotation in Miami. Like, most guys are like, who the hell is Kendrick Nunn? Like, what the hell are you talking about? They develop players, and voila, look at this now. Josh Richardson last night came from Miami. Miami developed him. Like, this is a lot of teams. It's, we're going to buy this guy. How much money do we have? Pat built a minor leagues, if you will, a minor league system. He loaded it, and this is what he, you know, this is what he gets. And now all of a sudden he has the opportunity to maybe go out and get a piece like a Drew Holiday or something along those.
Yeah.
Good luck, guys. Let me know beating that second line there with Dragic and Hero. And let me know how that works out for you.
I hear you. And let me ask you one thing, Joe, about Philly.
The rich will get richer here come the trade deadline.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Including
Joe, here's the other problem.
Including the Lakers ain't going to sit pat either. No way.
All LeBron James does is reshuffle his roster in February. Every year, that's what he does, okay? He tweaks until the cows come home. And I say LeBron James because LeBron James is the head coach, GM, and team president of the Los Angeles Lakers.
So
Joe,
true. Yep.
Here's another thing with Philly. What percent chance would you put that Joel Embiid is active for all of the Philadelphia 76ers playoff games? Under 50%, right? Like, he ain't playing all of
Hell no.
It's not, right? That's what I'm saying. So when you're stud Embiid, and don't get me wrong, Joe, if Embiid is rolling and healthy, there are very few forces in the NBA that are as good as Joel Embiid. For all his Rihanna and all that stuff, I will give it to you. If he's firing on all cylinders and healthy, it's like good luck, right?
Right.
But he's not available.
Right, that's the problem.
So how do you have that be your franchise?
Mm-hmm. That's the problem. That's the problem. But risk-reward kind of situation along those lines. If you can get them, and that's why load management is so valuable, isn't it, now in the NBA? Because he is, without a doubt, I don't care, even if he plays 60% of his game, he's more value. You can win. So if you can space him out, keep him healthy enough throughout it, you're gonna compete for titles. And you know what happens to Marcus Morris, by the way, of the Knicks?
They said moving him. He says he wants to be here. They say they ain't moving
wants
him.
To be, but they want to move him, right? But you're talking about a dude who's a 45% 3-point shooter. Yes. You want to talk about spacing the floor? He's exactly what you know. Yes. What I mean, you want to send Simmons to New York. Send Simmons to New York over there. That would be right. They would love that. They would love that. I don't for the life of me understand what LeBron's problem outside. He doesn't like Kuzma's trainer, apparently. But why are you trading Kyle Kuzma? This is a guy, a piece that could actually help you win.
Yeah.
I'll never figure it out.
Kuzma had left. He's still young. He's still on his first contract.
Yep. I don't get it one way or the other with him. And this continued leaking of trying to stick it to Kawhi is beyond me. Stephen A. Smith going, sources tell me that Kawhi was saying during the game to, you know, tell LeBron to stop being a little and guard me. Like, what the? Kawhi talks to nobody ever, doesn't say three words. So apparently on the court now, he's talking smack and telling people to tell LeBron to stop being such a wimp and guard me. Like, come on, dude. Like, I'm so glad it's the final run here of the LeBron James. It's because it's so much about everything else, and it just drives me crazy. And I'm telling you, I still think, AD, you want to talk about Embiid. What are the chances that AD plays the same way in the playoff series? How many games does AD miss? That's another concern.
The same. It's the same as Embiid.
It's the same thing, right? It's the same exactly. Damn thing, isn't it? They're the same guy. I don't know who I trust less, to tell you the truth, to be there when I need you.
Yeah.
Who's going to be there less?
That's a very good point. I'll say this. We're talking about Andre Drummond. In my opinion, Joe, honestly, the most underrated, under-respected big man in the NBA is also supposedly available. And I'm talking about Karl Anthony Towns.
Absolutely,
okay?
Absolutely.
This dude, I believe, you don't hear him missing 20 games in the season. He can do it all, and he's no diva out there. I remember him because, you know, he's a city product. He went to, the Hurley schools in Jersey, right? If anybody can get their hands on Cat, they need to mortgage the future, whatever it is. That dude will change the dynamic of a playoff race. Andre Drummond is nice and all, but he's more of a defensive presence. Karl Anthony Towns, I think, could be the prize of this trading deadline.
And he hates where he's at. He can't wait to get the hell out of
it's
there.
It's time for him to contend.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
And he deserves it. Much like Kevin Love 10 years ago, been toiling in anonymity. And Kevin Garnett before that.
Yep. It's a shame, too, because Minnesota, they got Covington. They got pieces there, and they've never – Jimmy Button, they've never been able to put it together. It's a crazy organization. It really is. They've been able to do it. It's nuts. Yeah, good times. All right, good stuff. NFL coming your way next.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
All right, so taking a look here at the latest numbers for this for these matchups here, and we'll dive into, of course, what's coming up, and we'll start breaking down some of these games, some of the numbers, some of the things that you guys need to know. And it looks like we've got a lot of sevens across the board there with Minnesota and San Francisco, and Thielen is questionable because of the laceration. He swears he's going to go, but he is on the injury report, listed as questionable. Diggs is not. He practiced yesterday, had the flu. He's good to go. He's not on the report. Still some injuries in the secondary for them, but other than that, they are ready to rock and roll. Quan Alexander does look like he is going to play this weekend. He's been gone. Don't expect the world of that. He hasn't played football in months. Maybe? Yeah, he will be on the field, at least they said, in a limited spot, and which is good news because the San Francisco 49ers defense to start the season versus what they were at the end was not good here, guys. They went through the first 12 games of the season giving up only 20 touchdowns. They went the last 5 weeks giving up 17. So that defense has regressed a little bit, gotten a little beat up over the season. So it's important to have a guy like Quan Alexander at least back on the field in that linebacking role. Tennessee and Baltimore, the other one we wanted to know, of course, was Ingram, an integral part. He did at least limited get back on the field yesterday. That calf injury, guys, happened back in week 16. And we talked about it with Durant ad nauseum, you know. Calf injuries lead into Achilles injuries and vice versa. And unfortunately, the only thing that helps him is rest. Now, he's had some, but, you know, like we saw with everything's going great until you make that one pivot, Dane. And then all of a sudden, it's one step forward, 20 steps back. So he's definitely worth monitoring moving forward because it does change a little bit if he is all of a sudden not available or out in the first quarter or whatever. So I'm wondering how they're going to use him in the game, but I'm seeing double digits across the board.
All it takes is one, Joe. Andrews also questionable for Baltimore.
Yeah, and then he's been questionable for a while. Yeah.
D4 pass rush maybe coming back for San Fran also.
Changing the market. 10. Nah. Still 10. 10.5 I'm even seeing.
Because they got Gus Edwards and other people that can run, but they ain't marking.
At CarMax, we're pretty flexible with how you can buy a car. If you'd rather scroll through 50,000 cars instead of walking the lot, go for it. If you want to see how a car smells on the lot before you buy it, by all means. Hey, we all have our things. Want the whole thing to come to you without ever leaving home? Buy online. Compare how the speakers sound when playing your favorite mix? Yep, visit our lot. And if you want to browse a little on the lot and in select markets have it delivered at home, we're certainly not stopping you. CarMax, the way it should be.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill.
Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.